Double Jeopardy clued this morning. Here's the category.
Elijah versus Elisha.
All right. Your clue is this. With the help of Elisha, a certain woman was able to redeem her sons from slavery by selling what miraculous gift? Was it meal? Was it oil? Was it wine? Or was it figs? With the help of Elisha, a certain woman was able to redeem her sons from slavery by selling what miraculous gift? Was it meal, oil, wine, or figs? The answer can be found in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. If you can get the answer right, I'd like for you to call me here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Call now, 318-484-2500 or toll free, 877-464-2500. The Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Tuesday, month of January, February, March, we we carried some of give me one mother. I don't need many, but just give me one mother. Right. Who can testify that, brother? I had to carry a heavy load. If the truth be told, being a mother, you carry 9 months of heavy. Am I right about it? Yeah. So as a mother, you carry 9 months of a heavy load. Yes. So thank God for that mother who's able or have been able to carry her heavy load. Heavy load makes you appreciate who God is.
Yes.
Because you know that you didn't make it this far all by yourself. The brain that you have, God gave you. The understanding that you have, God gave you. The wisdom that you acquired, God gave you. Everything that you have come to understand that God has given me all that I have. And all that I'm gonna have, it's gonna take him to provide it for me. Yes. A mother has a heavy load. When I look at life on today, and our producers, Reverend George, that's some heavy load. She's across my desk. Two days was fired. One called a boyfriend ran another friend. He comes down, he gonna correct it all.
Yeah.
He walks in the house with his friend. One got a pistol, one got an AR-15. The friend running and leaving. The friend nickname is Can't Get Right. Shoots a man in the head. Kills a little girl, 4 years of age. Shoots another little girl in the leg and almost may have to take her leg. Little boy in the apartment next door, taking a bath. The round raises his head. Tell me about a heavy load. And this is not on just one day. Look like this is every week for me. Every week. And not only here, there, but here. And mothers who have to go to the gravesite,
Yes. They
are carrying, oh, come go with me again. They are carrying, and we have so many young folk who strikes out in violence, not realizing some mother. But not only the mother who have to go to the graveyard, but the mother who have to go to the courtroom.
Amen.
That's a heavy load equally
as
well. Our communities have been stricken. Heavy load. Our young folk have gone berserk. Crazy. And we are left asking God, why? And God is always speaking. Brother, we ain't taking time to listen. God is talking. But we, for whatever reason, are just not listening. Well, I guess we're moving too fast. heavy load from the cotton field to the shotgun house. Tote water from the pump back to the house. Wash clothes by hand. Rinse them by hand. Ham up. Ham out. Somebody here, you know what I'm talking about. Well, that's like you have been driving all your life. I sit down here, everybody ask yourself. You've been having a driving all your life. And I don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about it. Remember when they say you don't get your hand caught in that automatic ring? Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, you don't remember about automatic. You got your hand caught in there, you remember something about it. You don't know that. Somebody can say, Mother, we've come a long way. We've come a mighty long. We've had to really scuffle in our lives, getting paid pennies by the hour. Not receiving your net worth. Being cheated by your employer. But still had to go home and cook. Take care of children. And still have a happy life. Somebody here know what I'm talking about. Like there's something you just hear by myself. Mothers, it has been tough. The road has not always been easy. But we want to say thank you, mothers, Father, for staying and hanging in there. You could have threw your hands up and walked away. You stayed right there. No, the road has not always been easy. But the mothers here sometimes had to do two jobs. Sometimes they had to be the mother, and sometimes they had to be the father. Because there are times when the father left home for a loaf of bread. Ain't never showed back. He still trapped. But mother had to stay and wrestle and feed and nurture the child. Take my hat off to you, mothers. Because life hasn't always been fair to you. Women haven't always been able to vote. Had to walk behind the man instead of walking beside the man.